Hello, world. Once again, your timing is impeccable because you're lucky enough to be right here, right now, listening to X-Ray FM. KXRY Portland, Oregon, 107.1 and 91.1 on your FM dial. And on the beautiful Oregon coast in Manzanita, Nehalem, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach, you can find us on 91.7 FM. Now, we're also streaming live with all of our shows conveniently archived and available on demand for your listening pleasure, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at www.xray.fm. Thank you all very much for tuning in and supporting local radio wherever you are, and a big thank you to Jack Rudo for another great episode of Stapled Sounds. You are now listening to Playing by Sense of Smell, my own little space and time on the airwaves where the FCC has graciously given me permission to play some music for y'all. And this week we're going back, way back into the singles collection. Nothing but 7-inch singles from my stack at home, pretty much randomly selected with a few mandatory omissions like Rockin' Robin by Michael Jackson due to poor audio quality. Now, having said that, the quality on some of these records is still not the best, but we're focusing on nostalgia today. Some of my very first records I ever collected, and with that comes some clicks and pops. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a singles-only episode of Playing by Sense of Smell right here on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter Klondike from Convention Hall, Miami Beach, bringing you the first get-together convention of Republicans and Democrats alike. We have Henry Kissinger and Vice President Agnew standing by on the right side of Convention Hall. Come in, David Stinkley.
Thank you, Walter. Mr. Kissinger, amid this historic moment, with all the pomp and grandeur of the political system of America all around you, tell us, sir, what are your innermost thoughts at this very moment?
God, I'm not a woman. God, I'm not a woman. God, I'm not a woman. God, I'm not a woman.
Vice President Agnew, what are your thoughts, sir?
Right on.
Mr. Agnew, when you heard the rumors that President Nixon might not select you as his running mate again, what did you say to him?
Never should have promised to me, give it here. Don't hold back now, give it here. Don't say nothing, just give it here. Come on.
Mr. Agnew, if you were in Senator McGovern's place, who would you have chosen as a running mate?
Bertha.
Bertha who?
Bertha Butt.
Who's she, sir?
One of the Butt sisters.
Do you agree, Mr. Kissinger?
God, I'm not a woman. God, I'm not a woman. God, I'm not a woman. God, I'm not a woman.
Thank you, Henry Kissinger and Vice President Agnew. Back to you, Walter.
Thank you, David. Now, Sidney Brentley is over on the left side. He has Sergeant Shriver with him.
Sergeant Shriver, what did you say to Senator McGovern when he finally asked you to be his running mate?
You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand.
How did you finalize your agreement with Senator McGovern?
Sealed with a kiss.
Oh, shades of excitement. One final question, sir. What kind of offer did Senator McGovern make you?
He made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Sidney, forgive me, but our roving reporter, Larry Reasoning, has Martha Mitchell on the microphone. Take it away, Larry Reasoning.
Mrs. Mitchell, would you like to talk to our listeners?
I'll suck it to you, Daddy.
Now that your husband has resigned from politics, how do you feel, ma'am?
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Mrs. Mitchell, your complaint was that your husband didn't have any time to spend with you. Now that you are alone, ma'am, what do you talk about? Well, I can understand that, Mrs. Mitchell. Now back to you, Walter.
Sidney Brentley is on the left side of the floor with Mr. and Mrs. Eagleton and Senator McGovern. Take it away, Sidney.
Thank you, Walter. Senator McGovern, how did you feel when you and Senator Eagleton first separated, sir?
Alone again.
Oh, yes. What did you do then?
Call the doctor, woke him up.
And what did your physician advise?
Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
Everyone was turning you down, sir. If Sergeant Shriver had also refused, who would you have turned to then?
A horse with no name.
Oh, I love horses. Now, Senator Eagleton, how does one feel in the morning when his world has been shattered, sir?
Well, you wake up in the morning, your hands are shaking, and your nerves are all up tight.
Well then, Senator, why didn't you resign immediately?
Am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
Yes, and what are your feelings now towards the people who opposed you?
They smiling in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
one final question to you, Senator Eagleton. What did you say to the newspaper columnist when you met him face to face? Senator McGovern, what are your feelings on that, sir?
How can a loser ever win?
Mrs. Eagleton, would you like to answer him?
Who do you think you are, Mr. Fitzgerald?
Who do you think will vote for Senator McGovern now that your husband is out? Ma'am, do you think you could have done more for your husband during those trying times? Thank you very much. Now back to you, Walter.
There's a commotion on the left side of the floor. We've got Senator Kennedy standing with Jane Ronda. Take it away, David Stinkley.
Senator Kennedy, people are talking about your political future because of your good looks, your smile, and the sound of your voice. Why?
And the magnificent.
If you decide to run for president in 76... who will be your campaign manager?
The Candyman.
Miss Ronda, just one question, please. What do you think of President Nixon?
I don't know how to love him.
Thank you, Miss Ronda. Mr. Kissinger, what are you doing all the way over here on this side of the hall?
Gotta find a woman.
That's it from here, Walter.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Sydney. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, America. We now return you to your local stations.
Tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone.
Not your stepping stone.
was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Waldo said hello, and he said, hi, what's doing, whoa? Said, sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend, and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth. Well, he got mad, and he saw red, and Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home 'cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. Then he went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. Screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Well, the Georgia patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. And a big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? And the judge said guilty in a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile, said, supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. They hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul and all backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his
Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel thumping. Black water keep rolling on fast, just the same.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama's gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, 'cause I ain't in no hurry. Thank you.
To hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Come on, baby.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, gonna take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, gonna take me all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, gonna take me by the
came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please. It only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land.
And I said, no, 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 I don't no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please. It only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door.
He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh-ho. He said it was the best in all the land.
And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door. Thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he comes, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel." And it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
He comes.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
There he goes.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
Clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
He likes to show off his physique.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
If there's an audience to be found, you'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Just come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop and saw
her. He ain't
boogity, boogity.
He ain't
boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to run in the new.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogity, boogity.
He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, deep. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats. Dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his heels. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it was too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstand. Right there in front of the home page.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Here comes the kid. Who's that with it? Echo. Is that you, Echo?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
Listen out of me. He gonna give us
a You get
peek.
Your clothes on.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Echo.
Look out, Ethel. That was the hilarious Ray Stevens. One of the funniest songs from my childhood, that was The Streak, released in 1974 on Barnaby Records. Prior to that, written by Hoyt Axton and appearing on Ringo Starr's 1974 album Goodnight Vienna, that was the No-No song on Apple Records, with luminaries such as Klaus Voormann, Harry Nilsson, Nicky Hopkins, Bobby Keys, and Keith Moon all on that song. Before that, one of my all-time faves, although it was never supposed to be a hit, and was a B-side, actually, for their Another Park, Another Sunday release. That was Black Water by the Doobie Brothers. And, of course, is one of their biggest hits. Prior to that, a song I hadn't thought about or heard in quite a while, but what a great fit for this set, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia by Vicki Lawrence. Southern Gothic murder ballad written by her husband, Bobby Russell. And ended up going to number one on the U.S. Billboard charts, released in 1972. And I think the perfect intro song to The Night the Lights Went Out to Georgia, a little Dead Kennedys ditty called Too Drunk to Fuck, released on IRS Records in 1981. From The Monkees, and a B-side to their bigger hit, I'm a Believer, under the music supervision of Don Kirshner, that was I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, released in 1966 on Carl Gems Record. And then kicking things off, the first novelty song that I remember ever hearing. I just thought it was the funniest thing ever. Now, I didn't get the politics at the time. I was only 7 or 8 years old. But nonetheless, I have never forgotten about Bertha. Bertha Butt. One of the Butt Sisters. But again, I was only 7 or 8 years old at the time. The B-side was an instrumental song called Funky Butt. That was The Delegates with Convention 72 on Mainstream Records, released in 1972. Thank you all very much for listening to set one. We've got another eclectic set of singles coming up, so please stick around. You're listening to Playing by Sense of Smell on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours.
I'm never thought he'd see. People stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky? Did you do the monkey?
Yeah. minute. Every time.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
The color of your skin don't matter to me.
Ow!
As long as we can live in harmony.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I'd kind of like to be the president.
Oh, yeah.
So I can show you how your money.
Thank you.
We're here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Dynamite!
And what did she say when you grabbed her?
Please, mister, please.
I know sharks are stupid, but what did you think when you took that first bite?
How sweet it is.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say? With me now is the local sheriff. Sheriff Brody, the shark will be back for lunch. What do you intend to do? Just arriving is oceanographer Matt Hooper. Sir, if someone is attacked by a shark, what should they do?
Do the hustle!
We're going aboard the fishing boat of Captain Quint. Captain, will you be able to catch this giant shark?
I will.
Thank you, Captain. Captain, 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 when you catch one of these sharks, what do you feel like?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
We've just sighted the shark again. He's coming straight for us. Captain Quint is shouting something at him.
Get your baby one of these nights.
Hey, Jaws, the captain says he's going to catch you. What do you think of that? Uh-oh, here he comes again. They've hit him. Mr. Jaws, why doesn't anything seem to hurt you?
Big boys don't cry. Big boys don't cry.
He's coming right onto the boat. Mr. Jaws, why are you grabbing my hand?
Wouldn't you give your hand to a friend?
No, wait. Mr. Jaws, that's not the way this record is supposed to end. Help! Help!
All right, and kicking off set two, found on the Cost of Living EP and included as an additional single, along with the initial U.S. release of their debut album, that was The Clash with Gates of the West. Next up was the Comsat Angels, released in 1979, their post-punk band from Sheffield, England, and that was their debut single called Red Planet. Interesting enough, their debut single had three songs on it. The B-side included two songs called I Get Excited and Specimen Number 2. My particular copy of this record is a transparent red vinyl 7-inch. Next up, another one of the funniest songs ever. I remember seeing this on Saturday Night Live. That was Steve Martin and the Toot Uncommons, who are actually members of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And that was King Tut, released in 1978 on Warner Brother Records. Next up, a song we all know and love. Yes, it's been in my singles collection since 1976. That was Play That Funky Music, White Boy by Wild Cherry. Next up, American funk band War with Why Can't We Be Friends. I always remember that single cover, the big smiling face with the gold cap tooth. Following that, released in 1980 on Factual Recordings, another cool transparent red vinyl 7-inch I have, that was the band Factual with Think to the Beat. A clear 7-inch vinyl, written and produced by Jeff Lynne, that I have. That was Dave Edmonds with the song Slipping Away, released in 1983. And then closing out today's second set, another fun novelty song by Dickie Goodman, released in 1975 on Cash Records. That was Mr. Jaws. So, as I've said before, and as I'll probably say again, all the DJs and everybody that works here at X-Ray FM are volunteers trying to put forth the best programming, both musically and spoken word, that we can for our local community. And on that note, we do always love to hear from our fabulously dedicated listeners from around the globe, such as yourself. So if you're liking the programming that you're currently hearing on X-Ray FM, please shoot us a text and let us know, 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5979. So I have got time for one more song today, another oldie but a goodie off of Atlantic Records, released in 1971. This is Robert John with The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Thank you all again for listening to my singles collection with me today. I hope you have a great Friday. You are listening to X-Ray FM, where radio is yours.
Please.